From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Latest list of road closures, construction updates, all at WKOK.com. Rob Center, our fabulous producer today, Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. We appreciate that. In the newsroom with us now, Marilyn Brill is here. She is back, always comes to us to talk about the plein air event. She's the membership development chair for the Merrill Lynn Conservancy and the chair of the plein air event. And that is co-sponsored by the Lynn Conservancy, Lewisburg Arts Council, Union County Historical Society, the Artists Guild, and PennDOT, and a wide range of other people. No, not PennDOT.
We will welcome any partners we can get.
Right. And bring a few dollars if you got them. All right. And Bobby Gorby is here. He's from Lewisburg. He's a local artist. He's not from our region originally, but we're so glad to call him a resident of the region now. He's going to be the mentor and instructor and demonstrator at the upcoming plein air event that's going to be taking place at the Dale Engel Walker House. So welcome aboard, Bobby. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I do appreciate that. Give us a, well, actually, let's do this. Let's tell the details of the event at the beginning and the end here. Plein air, if folks aren't familiar with this sort of a workshop event, tell us about that, please, Marilyn.
I'm not a non-artist, so Bobby could probably describe plein air better, but the event, this is our sixth plein air event that's sponsored by the Lynn Conservancy and the Arts Council and the Artists Guild. So this is, it's a one-day event. It's April 28th, which is the day after the Lewisburg Arts Festival, and we start off in the morning at 9 o'clock at the Dale Engel Walker House with a workshop by Bobby, who's one of our local artists, and it's for beginners or anybody who's interested in painting, or if you're a professional or whatever. Every year we've had this, people have come and they have learned more about the art of painting plein air. So there's a 1 or 2 hour workshop, and then artists are out to, you know, go out and they paint at the Dale Engel Walker House. We have a second property that's available that day, which is the Coons property in Mifflinburg, which is a beautiful trail in the woods, as well as there's a beautiful covered bridge. So that goes all day. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, at the end of the day, the artists all come back to the Dale Engel Walker House for a reception and show off their paintings, which to a person, every artist says, it's not finished, it's not finished, it's not finished. But anyway, so then in June, at the Public Library in Lewisburg, the artwork is displayed for the entire month of June. And it's, I'm not an artist, but I always am fascinated watching the people start with a blank canvas, either with oils or color pencils or with watercolor or whatever, and create, and they can look at the same thing and create totally different images. So it's a wonderful day. So it's April 28th out at the Dale Engel Walker House. You do need to register. You go up to the Lewisburg Arts Council website to register for the workshop. There's no fee. This is a free event, and the workshop is free. Everything is free, but we just need to know how many people are going to be there. So you need to register for the workshop. If you're not going to the workshop, you just show up. Now, we also have a couple of other properties during the week that are available. This is the Shamokin Mountain Trail, which is in Union County, which has trails open to the public. And then Shikellamy State Park, the Overlook, is going to be opening April 29th, I think. So artists always love to go up and up on top of the bluffs and paint the confluence of the river and that kind of a thing. So paintings that are done during the week at those sites are also available for our art show.
Workshops at LewisburgArtsCouncil.com is the way to register for this. So
yes.
You want people to do that. You usually get dozens of people get involved in this.
We get 20 to 25 people that come, and some of them, as I say, are professional artists. Some of them are beginners. Some of them just want to learn. So it's really a very fun day.
All right. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Bobby. We know you're a U.S. Navy veteran, but even while you were in the Navy, you started doing some line drawings that your fellow sailors would turn into tattoos.
I would get tattoo requests, and I would illustrate them for them, and they would get them on their skin. So made some money on the side doing that kind of thing. But, Marilyn, back to what you were saying, this plein air event is fantastic. It's a good event to sort of outreach to other artists and listen to what other artists have to do and how they go about things to make scenes, or how they go about to setting up a scene, and what their techniques are. And so I've come almost every year since you guys have been doing it. So.
And is this your occupation now?
No, I work at Evangelical Hospital with a group of good people there. And I've always painted, always. I went to art school out in San Diego, and I, you know, it's a thing that I've been doing since 2004. I've had some shows, I've been in some galleries, and presently I'm going to be in the Lewisburg Art Festival. I'll be there the 27th in a tent on the same block as the Sweet Frog. Block.
You're going to have a busy weekend.
I will have a busy weekend.
And a good treat from time to time if you need it while you're there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
The upside there.
Bobby was honored as one of the emerging artists at the Arts Festival last year. And we've always been very impressed with his work. The story I always like to tell is, I don't know how many years ago it was, four or five years ago, he was at the plein air event, and the Coons property out in Mifflinburg was one of our sites again. And he was out there painting. I saw his beautiful work, stopped, and bought it on the spot. So that's an inspiration.
There you go. Okay. Are you in relation to Merritt, and where are you in relation? Kind of a strange question.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. A lot of artists, painters, their path is sort of, and because of the internet and all this, they've kind of taken the power back, but it's traditional. You go to the gallery, you go to several galleries, and see if any gallery will pick you up. I guess it would be like a sports player, you know, trying to seek representation with a sports team. You're looking for a gallery to pick up your work. And then once you are with that gallery, there's expectations. Okay, we need 12 new pieces for next year's show. And then it goes on from there. And you just sort of build up a relationship with that gallery. And that's how that kind of thing works.
And you're doing that?
I was before I moved here. I was in two galleries in Orlando. I've been on the move a lot, so I've lived in San Diego, Orlando, and New York City. And I've had representation in San Diego and Orlando. And that's just how that kind of thing works. Now, you don't have to live in the city that you're represented in. There's a lot of painters out there that are represented in Tokyo, Australia, what have you. I know an artist in Milwaukee. He's represented in 5 different states. Not in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So.
That'd be wonderful. Explain to your job. I'm sorry, I have to go to New Zealand to take a new painting down, so I'll be back next week.
Right, right.
So you are, you work at Evangelical Community Hospital in the operating room. You're an operating assistant?
A scrub tech.
A scrub tech, yeah. Okay. But very, very critically important job within
the
operating room.
Absolutely.
All right. It sounds like a blue collar job, and it is because your scrubs are that off blue color. But nonetheless, really critically important in the medical field.
Sure.
And what will you be talking about and showing people on the day of, on Sunday, April 28th?
Yeah, I'll be talking about the aspects of painting. There's critical thinking that goes into a painting. Composition setup, techniques as far as like laying in the correct composition for a successful painting. You know, the application of paint, limited color palette. You know, oftentimes there's 40, 60, 70 colors that you're looking at as a painter. And as a beginner painter, that's overwhelming. So I'm going to be talking about doing a limited color palette, something that just kind of brings the scope down to just 3 or 4 or 5 colors. And then making a series of colors out of that. So I'll be going through that, and then I'll be talking about... you know, my experience as a painter, and it's an exercise. If you want to be successful at it, you have to work at it every day. It's a practice that you do every day. You sit down, even though you don't want to, and you make a painting. 10 minutes later, you don't feel like you're doing it, but don't feel like you want to do it. But 10 minutes later, you're in it. And you're knee deep in it, and you just work at it, and you go to town. So
sometimes you say, "Oh my gosh, I gotta paint today."
It's like writers. You always hear this with writers. Yes. Writers say, "I have to write every day," and sometimes I don't.
That
feel
is
like
right.
I want to, but I have to write every day.
That is that. George R. R. Martin and Stephen King were on a stage together, and the difference between those two is George R. R. Martin hasn't written anything for a while now, and he asked Stephen King, "What's your secret?" "Well, I have a goal. I sit down and write 6 pages. Whether those 6 pages are crap or not good, those 6 pages will eventually turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the attitude I have. I sit down, even though at the end of the day I sit down and I might not feel like it, but 10 minutes later I'm getting into it and I'm ready to go.
And I asked this in passing with a bunch of other questions around us. So I'm going to come back to it. You really are a wonderful emerging artist. You brought some of your work today, and you clearly have a gift.
Thank you. Where
do you think you are in relation to how great you're going to be? I mean, you're already fabulous, and so where are you headed?
I wish I knew.
You could be his agent.
Yeah. Presently, I'm building up a collection of scenes here looking into getting representation either in Harrisburg or, I don't know, here in town or somewhere to sort of pick up, a gallery that will pick up local Pennsylvania scenes. I do portrait commissions, too, so I'll have somebody, hey, I like this portrait. Can you do a portrait of, say, my daughter or me and my daughter? So I'll have that happen, too.
And you are available how, if people want to contact you?
Facebook now, email, and I'm working on my webpage.
Bobby Gorby. Just look up Bobby Gorby, Lewisburg artist, and that'll pop up on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Honestly, I think I learn a little bit about painting every time.
Every year. I do, too.
Tell us again about the Dale Engel Walker House event that's coming up, the Plein Air Workshop.
The Plein Air Workshop is going to be April 28th. It starts at 9 a.m. In order to go to the workshop, you need to register, but it is a free event, so it's lewisburgartscouncil.com to register for the workshop. Workshops at lewisburgartscouncil.com. And so at 9 a.m., Bobby will be giving his workshop, and then from there, the artist can go to either stay at the Dale Engel Walker House or go out to the Coons property in Mifflinburg. And this year we have a new little wrinkle in that we're going to be providing transportation for people to get out to the Coons property. So after the workshop...
It was a limousine, didn't you say?
No. It's not going to be a limousine. It might be a van.
Okay.
But there'll be somebody there that'll drive people out right after the workshop and then come back at 2 o'clock and then come back at 3:45. So ferry people out from the Dale Engel Walker House to the Coons property and back. Yeah. So that people don't have to worry about driving over there. So it's all day. Then at 4 o'clock, everybody will gather back again for a reception at the Dale Engel Walker House and show off their works in progress. And then in June, the entire month of June, all of this artwork will be on display at the Public Library of Union County in Lewisburg. And I will say, the plein air artists tell me that unless it's absolute downpour, we'll be doing it. Mm-hmm. The workshop goes on rain or shine because mm-hmm. it'll be indoors at the Dale Engel Walker House.
Yeah.
And if the weather is absolutely terrible, then it'll just be the workshop. But
we can do still.
But this is our sixth year in 5 years. It's been chilly, but we've had good weather and we haven't been rained out.
Well, Marilyn, if you bring your oil paint, water and oil don't mix, so you can still make a good painting.
You can still oil paint in the rain. Oh, wow, good. Workshops at Lewisburg Arts Council.com. Lynn can. Conservancy.org, LewisburgArtsCouncil.com, the websites, and on Facebook, Bobby Gorby. Bobby Gorby, local artist, now from Lewisburg. Please stay in our area. We just love to keep a great artist around here. We'll see you at the Lewisburg Arts Festival, and then we'll see you the next day
at
Dale Engel Walker House. Thank you so much for coming in. And Marilyn,
we
appreciate all you do.
Thank you very much.
Super busy she is. Membership Development Chair at the Merrill Lynn Conservancy and Chair of the Plein Air Events. And are you still on the board at the League of Women Voters?
Yes, I am, actually.
Right. Still
yes,
a leader
yes,
at the,
yes, the League of Women Voters, right.
All right, well, then I'll see you on May 5th. We've got some sort of a big function coming up.
May 8th.
May 8th.
Our annual dinner, yes, right. I
see
saw
you
that
then.
You and your wife were coming. Thanks.